the investigations against two ministers are ongoing. At the moment, we cannot divulge any further information because it would jeopardize the investigations.
In general, what has been your work to root out corruption in Zambia?
Apart from investigations and prosecutions, we have two other functions. The first being corruption prevention, and the second being community education. Under the corruption prevention function, we are there to advise on ways and means of preventing corruption. This has involved coming up with integrity issues, like we have been establishing integrity committees in ministries, departments, and agencies with a view that the prevention of corruption should become institutionalized, that it should not be the commission alone to go to agencies to say this is the way you should prevent corruption, but that the integrity committees themselves in those agencies or institutions would come up with action plans for the prevention of corruption. So these committees come up with measures such as service charters, codes of ethics, and so on. The commission has also been spearheading the implementation of the National Anti-Corruption Policy. Because apart from the legal framework, we also have the National Anti-Corruption Policy, which provides for a framework for fighting corruption in Zambia. So this policy mandates us as a country to wage the war against corruption at three levels, namely institutional level, and I've partly talked about institutionalizing the fight against corruption, and one of the means is through integrity committees. Social level, the policy aims at dealing with traditional norms and customs that encourage the occurrence of corruption in society, and also working with their young people to inculcate in them a sense of zero tolerance to corruption. Those are some of the measures that we are taking. And, of course, thirdly, the investigations and prosecution function of each.
Now, Madam Attorney General...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So, Madam Director General, what do you say to people who say that since the Anti-Corruption Commission is part of the government, when government ministers are going to be investigated, it's basically a pat in the back, and that you will not be effective in investigating those alleged to be corrupt in high echelons of office? What do you say to that?
No. The Anti-Corruption Commission is an autonomous institution. And the law itself says we shall not be subject to any person or authority in our operations. Now, let me tell you also that political will is very important in such a fight. And I think that currently there's that political will in Zambia to fight corruption. So even with these investigations, there's no interference at the moment. And we are carrying out our investigations in accordance with our mandate under the law.
Will it be wrong for your organization to call for, in this case, a minister who is accused of corruption to resign for the fear of public perception that the minister could unduly influence your investigation?
I think the question you are now referring to what is obtaining. I think what we should avoid is talking about these specific cases. During investigations, as I said, our investigations are ongoing, like right now. After the conclusion of the investigations, action would be taken accordingly, according to the findings.
So what should Zambians expect from the Anti-Corruption Commission, irrespective of who is involved allegedly in graft?
you should expect from the Anti-Corruption Commission to investigate these cases freely without fear or favor. You should expect that the commission will execute its mandate professionally.